Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Madden, growing up?
Madden?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Were you a thrower or a runner? What was your team?
Please.
Shoot. I always like taking the bad teams and make the franchise mode and try to build them up from there, but more of a thrower, yeah.
There's a metaphor in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, there's got to be.
Okay, first of all, lies, Ben Johnson. That's from today. You didn't play Madden a little if you did franchise mode.
He said occasionally. Those two things don't go together. Occasionally and franchise mode? No, you...
Occasionally.
You have to lock in franchise mode.
Occasionally my arse. Like, you were playing Madden all the time. You're probably like, hey, guess what I did to X horrible team, and now it's the year blank, and I've totally remade this franchise. Almost like the Bears are Madden... Oh, gosh.
If you remember, Layla, as the coaching search was taking place, I said one of my requirements for the Bears' next head coach is that he plays Madden, that he grew up playing Madden, that he understands Madden football, that he is modern enough to be like, yeah, that's a normal thing to do, play Madden. And Ben Johnson has successfully checked that box, but also I love his answer because it sounds like he was playing with the Bears, to be honest.
Yeah, he's following through. With the way he played, he took over a bad team, didn't he? Didn't he?
Sometimes life comes at you fast. Or maybe you were planning it the entire time. And then there's that whole realization that the way Ben Johnson says things is also slightly villainous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
I don't think we want to do this, though, this prediction thing. I think I'm going to break your hearts.
Ooh, we're at the predictions point in the program. There's the music. It is time to make our predictions for the Bears and Steelers noon at Soldier Field. I will be there reporting. I'll be on the pregame show. And we'll all be here for Bears Monday. I'm just giving everybody time to think about what they want to pick.
Are you bringing Bear Glove, the deodorant?
Of course I'm going to bring the Bear Glove.
I'll start us off. Mine's quick. Listen, the injury report came out today. The Bears' top three linebackers will not be involved in Sunday's contest, already being ruled out. T.J. Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, Noah Sewell. I think Aaron Rodgers exploits the mismatches at the line of scrimmage, and I don't have the trust that the pass rush is going to get to him enough. I think the Bears are going to lose this game.
Wow.
27-24.
Oh, my God. Can I go next, Layla?
Yeah.
Just because the only reason I'm jumping in is because I have the exact same score.
Oh, you got Bears winning 27-24?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're with me completely.
And I'll be honest with you. I made this pick on Take the North when we recorded yesterday. So this was even before it was confirmed. I kind of knew that you weren't going to have line. I mean, anybody could read the breadcrumbs, not just because I'm a reporter there. I think you guys were able to. Everybody could read that. But I just – it's weird because – we had the conversations about Aaron Rodgers, and I, of course, am one of those who said, I want to see Aaron Rodgers play. I want to see the best guy. I want the villain to be taken down. And then when I took all the information into account and I had to make a pick yesterday, I genuinely was like, I don't feel good about this game. I think the Packers are going to win it 27-24. And I don't even say that with a whole lot of reason other than...
You're living in fear, I think.
I think there's a little bit of fear. There's no doubt about it. I just think that there's some guys that the Bears are going to have to contend with. We talked about Metcalf, even though he's not having the great year. I've got a fear for a guy by the name. They've got a little bit of an ultra back situation going right now. And Kenneth Gainwell, who is a running back, receiver, and kick returner, 244 rushing yards, 204 receiving. And just last week against Cincinnati, 105 rush and a couple of TDs. So like I'm thinking about players like that who annoy me that might make a difference in this game. 27-24, the Steelers will beat the Bears.
Oh, you mean the Mark Grody Pain in the Butt Award, the PITA Award.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm worried
about... We had it in the playoffs for sure.
Freiermuth, their tight end, who is pretty good. I fear him. I've got a decent fear of what he might do. And part of it is Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers opens up guys that you didn't know much about before. Oh, Freiermuth. Oh, Gainwell. So I got a feeling I'm going to be really annoyed sitting at Soldier Field and the Bears are going to lose 27-24.
Not me. 28-24 Bears. I don't know why. I really can't explain it based on the report we got about the health of the defense. Somebody step up on the defensive line. One of yous. I'm going to need old Grady Jarrett to collapse that middle. I'm going to need him to buzz through. I feel like he's on a positive trajectory. I feel like Montez Sweat still is. I understand that the Steelers have some men who can sack a quarterback.
Yes.
I think that is fair, but I also think advantage Caleb Williams when it comes to being able to escape it in ways that perhaps the Steelers' opponents have not seen yet this season. So that's it. I also just want the Bears to beat Aaron Rodgers. So that's it for me.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Me.
What a nice tune-up Minnesota gave the Bears, though, seriously, with all the blitzing that they did and now having to deal with Watt and Herbig and Highsmith and all these guys for Pittsburgh. Robbie?
So the reason I love sports is because of the stories. I feel like we learned so much about it. The heroes, the villains. All week we've been talking about Aaron Rodgers and how he's tortured this fan base forever. Forever in his time here.
Forever.
Oh, everybody apparently on the text line, by the way, Grody said it. You said the Packers.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, Robbie.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I guess I said... I didn't realize, and apparently you guys didn't catch it either. I did say Packers, but I think we all understand why I said Packers.
And the reason why I am so intrigued by this, and I think I love the story so much, is for me, I see this being the close of the chapter of the Aaron Rodgers era and the reopening of the chapter of the Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson era. We've seen this year that this team and this head coach looks far different from the Bears of the past. We are going to slay Aaron Rodgers. He is going down. The Bears are winning 24-21. The Steelers are going down. Aaron Rodgers' body will be in a body bag by the end of the game.
Quick follow out. Robbie said we. I just want to point that out.
Quick follow-up.
This is my city, Chicago.
Are you going to feel conflicted in that New York Giants at Detroit Lions matchup this week?
Wow. Oh, me? No.
Just wondering.
No, I think the Lions are going to win right now, but Chicago, you're my city. I love you.
Ray?
I think it's going to be a 24-20 Bears win because I am a little drunk on the Bears Kool-Aid right now and Caleb Williams' fourth quarter magic at the end of game. So 24-20 Bears. I know y'all really want to know as well. Sean Sears on our staff picks on 670thescore.com.
Sears.
24-21 Bears as he is 10-0 on the staff picks. So.
He's 10-0.
Yeah. Does he get some money for this? Is there money involved with our staff picks?
That's a good question.
Money? Radio?
Yeah, that's true. That's probably in one of those tests that we're supposed to take online. Probably says we're not supposed to do that.
Rob, are you saying money can't be made in radio? Do you make more money in TV than radio?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think, let's ask Danny Parkins. I mean, he seems to be making a lot of money, yeah. If we were to ask Danny,
well,
you know,
maybe I mean, TV's the way for you, buddy.
He does have a good little show going on right now.
Old Danny Parkins.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
So those were our predictions. I think we're all pretty excited to talk to Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel.
I mean, you had Filipponi on today. You guys were ripping on me. I don't understand that.
Hey, listen, we cared a lot about Andrew Filipponi's health, all right? We needed to know how the nipple things were.
Layla, 312. Linebacker, Schmeinbacker, Orval Redenbacher, Bears 31-28.
Hell yeah! Lakers in five.
That's hilarious.
That's objectively fantastic. Speaking.
Hippolyte goes off and becomes Corey Wooten famous. Nice job, Dexter.
Yes, 847. I think the Bears can score 28 on the Steelers. And when I'm wrong or whatever, we'll talk about it then.
Cheers to Layla being right when we come in here on Monday.
I
can we agree with that,
Marshall? I hope I'm wrong. I hope you're wrong.
Of course we hope we're wrong. I don't think we even have to say that.
No, it's okay. We can talk it out. So we'll do that next with Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.